Music Corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Octavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas merajang, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, tenang-tenang aja. Walau tak selalu indah, jangan ragu untuk melangkah. Senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa. Beri ruang untuk berdoa. Serahkan pada yang punya rencananya.
Thank you so much for still joining us in Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia. So how's your day and Ramadan so far? Hopefully everything's doing great and even so much more fabulous once you enjoy Indonesia today. Why don't you share about your story of the day to our social media? You can mention us or send a direct message to Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at VOI_official. You may also reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. So listener, this morning here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, it starts to drizzle. What about in the other cities in Indonesia? Let's take a look at cities in Sumatra. We have Medan that will be cloudy with a temperature reaching 24 degrees Celsius. Similar weather forecast is also expected in Padang, West Sumatra. Let's move to the Sulawesi Island with the cities of Makassar that will be partly cloudy, and Manado in North Sulawesi will be cloudy, the thick one, with temperature reaching 25 degrees Celsius. Let's go to the eastern part of Indonesia. We've got a thick cloudy day in Merauke with temperature range reach 27 degrees Celsius. We have a quiet sunny day in Nabire reaching 28 degrees Celsius. Let's fly to Jayapura. That will be gloomy with temperature that may reach 25 degrees Celsius. Getting closer to the island of Java, we have Bandung in West Java that will be partly cloudy with temperatures reaching 21 degrees Celsius. And now we land in Jakarta that will be gloomy with temperature that may reach 24 degrees Celsius. Last stop of the day, Denpasar, will be quite sunny with temperature reaching 26 degrees Celsius. That's it for today's weather forecast in some cities in Indonesia, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency.
aku di sini. Hanyut ke dalam sepi, terpana oleh delusi. Cinta entah sampai kapan mampu ku bertahan. Harapkan dirimu berpaling lagi padaku. Ego di antara dua manusia biasa.
Selama waktu masih ada, ku tetap menjaga rasa yang telah nyata. Bagaikan pelita di jiwa,
terlewati. Kau tak kunjung kembali. Terpaku dalam memori. Hilang Still I'm longing, still I'm waiting, still I'm hoping for the one you gave me. Still I'm yearning, still I'm living, still I'm dreaming for your arms to hold me. Still I'm longing, still I'm waiting, still I'm hoping for the
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Oh,
Listener, all Muslim around the world hold daily activities during Ramadan, including in Mumbai, India. They perform Taraweeh or Ramadan evening prayer, breaking the fast together, and many more. To get togetherness among Muslims, the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia also holds iftar or breaking the fast program for those who would like to break the fast together. To know more the details, Indonesian Consul General in Mumbai, Edi Wardoyo, has the details.
Yes, if we look at the data, actually in India itself, the number of the Muslim is almost 200 million. Yeah. But if we talk about the Maharashtra, in Maharashtra itself, the number of the Muslim populations compared to the majority is around 12%, which is around 13 million people in Maharashtra. And in Mumbai itself, Mumbai is a city, and in Mumbai is around 2 million people. Muslim populations in Maharashtra is compared to Indonesia maybe small, but in Mumbai itself the number is quite significant. Yes, in Mumbai itself, the number of the Indonesian people in Mumbai is quite small, is less than 100 people. So in consulate we don't have such kind of the Taraweeh, but we make iftar programs that we invite not only Indonesians but also our colleagues from the consulate and also our friends from India. But we actively participate or going to the local Ramadan gatherings. And as I mentioned earlier, that the number of the Muslims in Mumbai is quite significant, and there are many festivals here during Ramadan. So the situation is like in Jakarta. So I can say that even though that the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is not big, is less than 100, but we actively participate in the local Ramadan gathering in Mumbai. For such kind of the what we call as a ngabuburit, yes, it's almost same like in Jakarta. There are if we look at the some places in Mumbai, we can find people that they spend their time before the iftar to going out for the just ngabuburit.
For more details, tune in to VOI Talk, Building Global Bridges Through Ramadan, available on YouTube channel VOI Official.
Assalamualaikum ya akhi ya ukhti. Assalamualaikum ya akhi ya ukhti. Jangan putus asa, ampunan Allah selalu terima.
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this fruit? Salad!
Here is the word of the day. The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote by Muhammad Yamin. Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the state philosophy or ideology, which is Pancasila. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Kau dengar jika ada yang
Voice of Indonesia.
The world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument. Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Kowangan and called Betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past it became media of entertainment. According to its function, Kowangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan. It is called bundengan because from Kowangan name, it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Japanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Alon prau newus nengah, siap yuk ya banyu pinelah, ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu, ngilang ake rasa lunggang lesu, aten jang wilmas jepul we sore piting kelopo katon ngawe awe kayu kani peci bali wae dene deso-eso tumandang ngambut kawe. Ang liyan mong papraulayat ing tino minggu ke pariwisoto. Alon ang
the simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring the instrument entertained not only the farmers, but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengera.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument is a string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondemi or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick, and it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuga Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kadang-kadang indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening.
Pasibarek na paik ako ri paik veyunya suar muraro. Ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dayro. Yarir ya buro buves ayena saray ayena yendi sarena. Resup amberi mure mambare nambawa bi. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoru ya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare. Insaya kabir asoya kabir bebu besposen sato payena. Yomaya ke yana piamundo mobayena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya. Besoru ya, insaya tari amis kabare, sondui kabare. Insaya kaber, asoya kaber, bebu besmo senta propaena. Yomaya ke, yanapia mundo mobaena. Barekna paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro. Ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dairo. Yariria buro buves aena saraya aena yendi sarena. Resup amberi mure mambare nampawawi. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoru ya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare. Insaya kabir asoya kabir bebu besko senza propaena. Yomaya ken yana pia mundo mobaena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoru ya. Insaya tari amis kabare sondui kabare. Insaya kabir asoya kabir bebu besko senza propaena. Yomaya ke yana pia mundo mobaena. Yomaya ke yana pia mundo mobaena.
Love that's why. Here's Newsline. Indonesia is committed to strengthening the multilateral system as well as compliance with international humanitarian law to support global humanitarian diplomacy. Deputy Foreign Minister Arman Natanasir delivered the remarks during a meeting with head of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, Regional Delegation for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Vincent Oshilet. He also expressed appreciation and support for the committee's cooperation with Indonesia at a national level in advancing international humanitarian law. Indonesian government will carry out the downstreaming of the palm oil industry in four stages. National Development Planning Minister Rahmat Pambudi made the statement. The downstreaming of palm oil will be carried out in at least four stages. They are strengthening the industrialization ecosystem, increasing production capacity for domestic needs, strengthening industrial competitiveness toward global expansion, and achieving net exports. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak bisa luluhkan hatimu, dan aku tak bisa menyentuh cintamu. Seiring jejak kakiku bergetar, aku tak terpaut oleh cintamu. Masih terdiam membisu.
with scenic landscapes, bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life.